In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Richard Battle joining us now. Richard, welcome back. Each week, we love having you. Rush to Reason, and I love having you as a guest every Wednesday. I look forward to it.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you so much for having me back to speak with you again.
No, it's always great. So you always, bring such great insight and just, positivity, which right now I think, Richard, we need, probably more so than we've ever needed in the past. Let's, though, talk, and I know President's Day coming up just around the corner. It's President Reagan's, though, birthday, February 6th. Let's talk about him for a minute.
Well, President Reagan, one of my favorite presidents, expressed and had so many leadership traits that transcend politics, that are applicable in business, our families, our personal lives, and I think they're worthy of study and emulation, especially in the society that's going on today. And a lot of people forget that he came into office as president at a time when the country was low, morale was
yes,
low.
It was awful. I remember those times, Richard. It was terrible.
We had hostages in Iran.
That's right.
Gas prices doubled. We could only buy gas every other day and stand in line. It was as hard to get gasoline as COVID vaccines.
That's right.
Back then.
That's right.
And so there was a very pessimistic attitude in the country. And the first thing that Reagan brought in was a positive attitude for the country and the individual, which I think lifted everyone's spirits.
Yeah, you know what he really brought, Richard, was hope. I mean, that's what he brought. I know other presidents since have tried to, bring the same thing in, but really, let's face it, nobody, Trump to a large extent, I will give him credit, but I don't think anybody brought the same, type of hope to the country that Ronald Reagan did.
No, there is no doubt about that, and he reinvigorated people to believe that it was their destiny to have a great country and have an American dream that they could be better than the generation before them and their children could be better than they were.
Yeah, he was also somebody, and I will compare him to Trump, because I think Trump was someone that actually loved, the United States of America and the qualities that we have and was not afraid to talk about them and was not going to run around the world and apologize for the United States. Ronald Reagan was very much the same way.
Yes, he was. And back in those days, loving America was bipartisan. It's only been in the last several years that it's become America versus globalism,
right,
that separated partisan politics. And Reagan believed that we were given a gift from God, a unique, exceptional country that no other country on earth had the gift that we were given. And it was the last country on earth that people could go to for individual liberty.
All right, limited government. We talk about that a lot with, just politics in general. We are on the side of, I feel, Richard, and I know you're the same as I, limited government. We want less government involvement. Let people decide for themselves, what's best. Yes, we need law and order, but outside of that, let the government back off, be in the background, let people live their lives. The other side, on the same token, wants big government. They want to give an instruction manual for every single thing you do in life, including when you wake up and start brushing your teeth. We as conservatives look at the responsibility each person has and want them to live life accordingly. Ronald Reagan was very much like you and I.
Well, Reagan believed, like us, I think, that the best government was the least government. And when we had issues, government should be the last place to look for solutions, not the first. Family, friends, neighbors should be helping each other. And the government should be the resource of last resort. And his famous phrase that the nine most terrifying words in the English language were, I'm from the government, yep, and I'm here to help you.
And they are never there to help you. I will tell you that right now, folks. I'm sorry. I just believe Ronald Reagan in that end of things, Richard. They, you know, anytime you get the government involved, something's going to get screwed up. I'm a believer in that because I just know that's how they do things. You cannot run that big of a bureaucracy and not have problems.
Well, and that is a nonpartisan issue as well.
That's
it
right.
Doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. Governments make decisions that are one size fits all, and there's no wiggle room for individual needs. And that is antithetical to the way individual liberty works, where you help people based on their individual needs.
Right. He also, Richard, and you know, you and I think, believe this, and I do believe this about him, and I think you can prove it through a lot of the speeches and things and the actions that he performed, is that he believed government was there to serve the people, not the other way around. And frankly, we've got that backwards today. We're serving the government rather than them serving us.
Well, as an independent country with free liberty, we're citizens. And that citizenship comes with rights that everybody espouses, but it also comes with responsibilities as well. And there is a faction, a large faction in our country, who's pushing us away from citizenship to being subjects, much like mm-hmm. in a monarchy or in a despotic totalitarian government. And once we lose that individual citizenship, we're in big trouble for a long time.
Well, you know, it leads us into the next thing that he believed in as well, which was, Richard, and again, I think same thing you just said, it dovetails into it. He believed in, you know, people serving in those roles, in the capacity of government for a limited time. He didn't believe in somebody, you know, like Hank Johnson being in the government since the mid-60s and we're now in 2021. That's not what he believed in.
No, and the country wasn't founded on the belief of lifetime public employment. I'm going to say employment versus
right.
service, because
right.
I believe the longer someone's in government, the less they think about service and the more they think about serving themselves. And he believed that people had a duty to contribute public service for a while and then return to private life like he did.
Mm-hmm.
And if we quote another president, President Truman, when he left office, he drove his own car back to Missouri with no guards or Secret Service protection or anything. He returned to private life. That's the way it used to be.
Right.
Now everyone is only focused on what's going to be their next career move after they leave public service, if they ever leave.
Yeah, I think that's a bigger if now than it's ever been. Talk about his communication skills and how he used, you know, humor and even humor against himself in a way to communicate.
Well, when he spoke, it was so masterful. And, of course, he had been a radio
yep.
Announcer before, early in his career, and an actor. But when he spoke, you felt like he was speaking directly to you. And when he motivated and inspired, it made you want to stand up and be more than you were individually and as a citizen of the country. And, yes, he used humor a lot. And two of the ones I think that illustrate his self-deprecating humor came on the date of his assassination attempt on March 30th, 1981. And when he spoke to Nancy, his first comment to her was, I forgot to duck, to miss the shot. And then when he went into surgery, before they put him under the anesthesia, he told the doctor, I hope you're a Republican.
That's awesome.
And the doctor replied, we're all Republicans today, Mr. President.
That's awesome. That's such. I remember that day vividly, and I don't know how I ended up being home from school that day, Richard, but I was a junior in high school, and I was home that day for, I don't remember now what reason, but remember watching it on the television live as it happened, and that was quite a day, and you know what? He handled that thing masterfully.
Well, and I was in Venezuela on a company trip and cruise, and we came back on the ship that evening, and there was no television available. We heard BBC radio reports, and of course, they were extremely limited that time. And I was blessed to see him in his first public speech in San Antonio in June that year for the United States Junior Chamber of Commerce Convention. And though his voice was weak, he inspired, there had to be 10,000 people, because he asked us, if not you, who, if not now, when, to implore us for more civic involvement. And to me, that's something that needs to be reiterated today for all of us as well.
The other thing, last but not least, the other thing he believed in was God's providence, not only for himself, but our country, the founding of, and even where we are today, Richard, and something that I think right now there is a huge battle for right now. In other words, I think one side believes in that totally, and I think the other side would like that to be forgotten.
I think that's precisely the case, and his faith gave him a humility that we don't often see in elected officials, especially ones that have been around longer, because they become to think it's them doing something. They don't need any help outside, and they believe in the acolytes telling them how good they are. Reagan stayed grounded. He stayed humble throughout his public life.
He was quite a president, Richard, and again, his birthday just in a few days here, 3 days from now, and then, of course, we'll do President's Day next week, but wow, what an inspiration. He is one of those presidents I think we can look back on, whether you're Democrat or Republican or independent or wherever you're at, even in the world order of things, Richard, you cannot look at him and not have respect for what the man did.
Well, he earned respect like that because even when people disagreed with him on policy, they respected him as a person and how he carried himself, communicated, and led the country.
And again, that's going back to what we talked about in the beginning of this conversation. We need more of that today. We can always, always disagree on things. In fact, that's just the way life is, Richard. We're not always going to agree on things. But at the end of the day, I used to tell my kids this all the time. You may not agree with the way I do things. You may not agree with me even as a parent. In fact, there may be days that you totally dislike me as a parent. But I will tell you what, at the end of every day, you will respect me.
Well, disagreeing is not a sin in and of itself, and this movement to silence disagreement will weaken us time as a country. We need to be able to freely share our views with the majority winning and leading from that point.
That's right.
And remembering our history and allowing people to disagree makes us all better.
Well done, Richard Battle, Navigating Life's Journey. You can get the book, by the way, at Amazon.com. Richard, as always, I enjoy having you. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, John. God bless America.
God bless you. Thank you very much, Richard. Take care. And again, Richard Battle, enjoy having him each and every week. He's always an inspiration, and I look forward to that each week. Roof Max is up next. Dave Hart. In fact, I talked to Dave quite a bit here before the show today, and I got, by the way, when I met with Dave, he actually brought a shingle in, an old shingle, that he was using as a sample, just wanted to show me. And it's an old shingle that he had sprayed and rejuvenated. And you could tell from looking at the shingle that this thing was old, and yet, in my hand, I could literally bend it back upon itself, and no cracks. You're not going to take an old shingle and do that. So does the product work? Absolutely. So Dave will do a free roof inspection, tell you what's needed to get your roof back in order, do any repairs that are needed at the same time. And again, he'll come out and do an inspection for free. So give Dave a call today, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Folks, you may be listening and think, hey, I'd like to get some things done around the house, but where does that cash come from? Well, Kurt Rogers can help you with that. A lot of you have got good equity you're sitting on. You've got the ability to pull some of that equity out, readjust your mortgage, in a lot of cases, lower the interest rate, save some money, get the things done around the house, improve the quality and value of your property, and Kurt can show you how to do that. It's really simple. 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Got a little break here between guests. If you want to call in, feel free to do so. Lines are open, 303-477-5600. Put in my own notes here that coming to the U.S. soon, that's what I'm going to talk about next. This is actually a article out of Canada. Headline reads, this family of three are the only employees at the Wonton Hut. They were fined 880, this would be Canadian dollars, for COVID-19 infractions, but guidelines are unclear. So this, I don't have the article in front of me because I only get so many of these to look at free from. Most of these news sites want you to subscribe now. But basically, what happened in Canada is these three family employees were doing everything correct. In Canada, in this particular area, I believe it's countrywide, but in this particular area, they were not allowed to be open. No sit-down patrons, is what I meant to say. They could only do takeout only, so people could come inside, get the food, leave. Had to be, you know, masked, social distancing, all that kind of stuff. And they followed everything along those lines to a T. Were doing everything exactly the way they were supposed to. But, because they didn't sit down and have an actual manual describing what they were supposed to be doing that I just described to you verbally, because that was not written down in some sort of a business how-to manual, they were fined $800. Keep in mind, this is a family-run business with three family employees that were the only ones working. Folks, this is government at its best. Yes, I know this is Canada, but mark my words, if we're not careful, this is what will be coming to the United States of America, if in fact it's not already here in different parts of the country. As a side note along those lines, I didn't talk about this yet this week because I've been so chapped all week over it that I just sort of figured I would calm down. So I own property in Fort Collins. Most of you know that. I had, back in the day, I had automotive stores in Boulder, one in Fort Collins, and I still own the commercial buildings where those sites are at. And, you know, the guys that I sold the business to still operate it. Great individuals, by the way. And I got notice over the weekend, came in the mail, that if I did not fill out the basically energy saver online documents that show how much that commercial building uses in energy and water, and go onto the city's, you know, portal, quote unquote, to get the Energy Star ratings of my particular building, I was going to be fined $1,000. Yes, this is a true story, folks. So if I don't go in here in the next week and fill out that particular document that says how much energy the building uses, and then that becomes public record, by the way, I will get a $1,000 fine. This is a law that was passed by the city of Fort Collins. By the way, I've got buildings in Jefferson County, Boulder County, in this case, Larimer County. And this is the only one of these I've ever gotten in my entire life that requires you to fill out the energy usage of a building so they can rate you, make it public record. And what gets done with that down the road, I only can imagine. So as I said a moment ago, coming to the U.S. in the near future, it's probably already here. And yes, I was ticked last weekend and even into Monday. And again, I realize this probably isn't even my responsibility. I'm just the building owner. My tenant there really is the one that needs to be filling this out, because I don't even know what usage the water and or electricity and or gas is, because I don't pay that bill. It's no concern of mine, frankly. But I was ticked at the idea that the city of Fort Collins passed a law whereby anybody in that city has got to abide by that law or you're going to get fined. And by the way, good luck on not paying the fine, because they will get it from you one way or another. So as I said a moment ago, this article I read coming out of Canada is true. I haven't read one like this in the United States of America, but I just gave you an example of what's happening in America, that this is not far off from what's going to happen here in the very near future, if not already. I wish I had more to tell you about what happened in my particular case over the weekend. I haven't had a chance to talk to Kevin Flesh or anyone else to find out, do I really, you know, legally have to fill this out? I'm guessing because it's now a law the city passed, I don't have any choice, although I need to do my homework and find out. But yes, these things are coming. It's going to get harder and harder in this country to do things. We've already talked about that. And with the Biden administration, it's just going to get worse. And when you've got rogue cities like Fort Collins, who wants to be Boulder, by the way, doing the things they're doing. And again, I can only imagine where this data and how this is going to work moving down the road. They will use this in a way to punish those that have what they consider to be inefficient buildings and reward those that they consider to have efficient buildings. Gone are the days where you can do whatever you want to inside that building. They will require now this to be public record in regards to how efficient your building is or isn't. Purify Chevrolet coming up next, folks. Looking to buy a newer used vehicle, we've got the place to go. I talk to these guys on a regular basis, and not only is it like going back in time to buy a car, but it'd just be one of the easiest, most honest experiences you'll have in Fort Lupton. It's not much of a drive. PurifyChevrolet.com is the website. Shop online or call 303-659-8311.
You know, when I go into Purefoy Chevrolet, they don't give you that feel like they're there to take your money or they only care about the sale. They really, truly seem to care about me, and that means a lot to me. I've had the privilege of going into Purefoy Chevrolet to see Rolly's office. And when you see Rolly Purefoy and his family, and especially his father, because his dad was so involved in this business, you really get a sense of what it means for it to be a family. Then when you see customers come in, you also realize that they treat their customers the same way they would their family members. It was very clear that the customers come back again and again and again. There's kind of this real family feel of they want you to come in, be so pleased that you'll continue to come in and have a pleasant experience, and people that treat you like family, and you can't get better than that. So that really has stuck with me, and I think that's really something unique about Purefoy Chevrolet that means you should go there.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, would love to help you with your planning for the future. We talked earlier in the 3 o'clock hour just about retirement and really, should you retire or not? Well, you know, bottom line is Al can help with all of that and tell you what to do, how to get there. And if you're going to keep working through, you know, those golden years of your life, you know what? He can help you with all of that. That's what Golden Eagle Financial does. That's what Al does. 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
Your retirement plan doesn't need to be complicated. Al Smith doesn't use fancy software to create 20-page reports full of charts and graphs. Instead, he meets you with his 15 years of experience, a calculator, and some basic information about the money you've already saved. He wants you to walk away from that first meeting feeling confident instead of confused. At Golden Eagle Financial, Al believes your foundational retirement plan should be simple. Look at how much money you have now. Estimate how much your investments are likely to grow over the next few years, and decide how you want to pull that money out so it lasts as long as you need it to. Then, once you have your fundamental retirement plan in place, Al will talk to you about planning ahead for unforeseen events. Schedule a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial now and take the mystery out of retirement planning. KLZradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Trying to get our next guest lined up, and I had a mistake. I will apologize to Charlie as I looked at the phone number that they sent me. We have too many digits. Five digits in the last section of the phone number doesn't work too well, so we're doing our best to actually get our next guest lined up. Charlie's working on that for us as we speak, so thank you for being patient. We'll get Daniel Kennedy. That's who's going to join us here in a minute. We'll talk to him about healthy lifelong decisions, I should say, and how you can live a healthier life. So we'll get to that here in just 1 minute. Again, though, back to what I was talking about a moment ago. Folks, let me tell you what. If we think for 1 second that the administration we have now is going to be on the side of small business and helping them succeed, even though they're going to dump bunches and bunches of money into the economy, and they're going to make it look like they're helping small business. The things that I just mentioned a moment ago, by the way, are not helping small business. You know, me as a landlord, which granted I will have my tenant do this, but me as a landlord having to fill out the energy use of a particular building I own, to me is, frankly, an infringement on the privacy of myself and my tenant. I don't think it's any of their business. Again, whether anybody's going to fight this or not, and maybe I'll be the guy to do so, I don't know. But I'm here to tell you what. Those of you that think they're here to help and this current administration is here to help, let me assure you, nothing could be farther from the truth. Because the folks up in Fort Collins, I've known for years, have exactly the same mentality that the administration we have now does. Daniel Kennedy joining us now. Daniel, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it very much, sir.
Oh, it's great to be with you today, John.
So you're a healthcare executive, counselor, and author, and filmmaker. So let's talk about disease prevention, living a long life. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, you know, really, I have one passion, and that is health and helping people get healthy. And I think that started just because there was so much sickness in my own family.
Explain.
Well, my grandmother died when I was only 8 years old of ovarian cancer. She had three kids.
Wow.
My uncle died of pancreatic cancer. My aunt died 2 years ago of melanoma cancer. My dad had three types of cancer. He could not catch a break, but he died 2 years ago of congestive heart failure. So I'm sitting here, married, two daughters, thinking, does cancer really run in my family? Because every time I fill out a medical questionnaire, mm-hmm. it seems like, you know, they're always asking about when your family had this, when your family had that. It's like, is it predetermined that my genes say that I get cancer or not? Or is it Russian roulette? And so I went and toured the world to talk to the top experts, but I also interviewed a bunch of cancer survivors to say, okay, well, you did get cancer, but how did you beat it?
And Daniel, I'm glad you're here. I myself, my brother's got cancer as we speak, fighting brain cancer. My dad has had colon cancer. He's done really well. You know, there's been other cancer throughout our family, you know, history-wise, nothing quite as immediate, as these two. So I myself am asking myself the exact same question that you're asking, and it's really why when I saw the saw you come up and have the opportunity to interview you, I just thought, wow, this is appropriate. I don't know about our listeners. I'm being selfish right now. I'm interviewing you for me as much as I am them right now.
Well, I think everybody that is listening has been touched by cancer, and if not that, for sure heart disease or diabetes.
Agree.
And what I have to share affects everybody. But I have had the chance to speak to a lot of church groups. I've been invited, and I love it when churches are interested in physical health, not just spiritual health.
Yes.
And I would always ask the question, if you were dealing with cancer right now, somebody in your family, raise your hand. And in any congregation size, even one that's under 100 people, there'd be like three different families saying, we're dealing with cancer right now.
Right.
And so I just want to say, okay, this is a big deal to us. And my hat's off to doctors, to researchers, even a pharmaceutical company is trying to come up with the medical answers. But what I found by interviewing people at the World Health Organization, Cancer Research UK, even the University of Beijing in China, was that medicine fights disease, but it doesn't promote health. And to really live a healthy, long life, you can do so many things that are not that hard that promote health. When you need to fight back disease, yes, medicine, it fights disease. But when you want to promote health and not live the last 10 years of your life suffering and in pain and medical bills, these are the things you can do. And you can get my resources at healthylonglife.com, and it's going to talk to you about what foods to eat. I even have a free recipe app, how to eat healthy, but also delicious stuff. Goes way more into it, though. When I was in Sardinia, I was interviewing these two brothers that were 96 and 92 years old. They were still growing their own food for the whole family, and they drove me out. And the 92-year-old was the driver, okay? So my cameraman and I, put our hands in his hands. We put our lives there.
Right.
They showed us where they were growing their own food, but they also worked at the cafe. So naturally, we're in Italy. I had him make me an espresso, and I enjoyed it. The 96-year-old man, and he's telling me, look, it's all about the family. It's about the connection with God. I pray every day for people, for my family to be blessed by God, and I come to work, being active. It's not about a gym membership. It's about being active in your normal daily life. So I'm really, really excited for your listeners to watch Healthy Long Life on Amazon Prime, because there are so many things you can do to override bad genes.
All right, and by the way, I will watch it. I'm looking forward to it as well. I was going to try to get it watched before I actually interviewed you. I didn't get it done yet, but I will. And that is a great question, because I'm not a doctor. I'm a car guy, Daniel. I've not the foggiest idea about the medical end of things. I mean, other than what I've interviewed and talked to throughout the last, 6-7 years of doing what I do. But the reality is, I am a believer that you can override some of these bad genes. And I also believe, even when it comes to COVID, that there are genetics involved in how well certain people do with COVID itself. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so everything is genetic, because we all have DNA and we have genes. But I had the chance to speak face-to-face with Dr. Dean Ornish, who shared with me that there's over 500 known genes that are associated with mutating to become cancer that can be turned off by specific nutrients in the foods that we choose. And so I love it, because Dean Ornish is a medical doctor, and he brought up the science. It's not like this person trying to sell organic fruits and vegetables, but it's like, this is what the science does. He's in clinical trials to also show how just eating the right fruits and vegetables can help with Alzheimer's, which I thought was incredible as well. But I also spoke to, the oncologist, Dr. Francisco Contreras at Oasis Hope Hospital, and another oncologist, Dr. Delia Garcia out of St. Louis. And they brought up the point, and I chat, I'm doing fact checks. If I'm a filmmaker, I have to fact check.
Right.
And so what they showed was that, yes, if you have cancer-related genes, like in breast cancer, it's called BRCA1 or BRCA2, your probability of cancer is higher, but it doesn't mean you're going to get cancer. Mm. And in fact, only 5 to 10% of all cancers combined were caused by a gene. 90% were caused by the lifestyle choices.
I didn't know that.
I didn't have to fact check very hard. I just visited the American Cancer Society, and it's right there. And I'm like, wow, how is it that the general public, how do we not know that? Why are we just, you know, like herded into the medical model instead of herded into the preventive model? Oh. And when it comes to COVID-19.
Yeah, great question. Great question, Daniel. Keep going.
Yeah, with COVID-19, it's very similar. I talked to Dr. Eric Naputi, also out of St. Louis, and he brought out the publications that said that the majority of Americans, like 77%, are vitamin D deficient. We're also deficient in zinc. And what do the studies say on COVID-19? The people that are doing better when they're diagnosed with COVID-19 or even preventing it have sufficient levels of vitamin D and zinc. So I partnered with Eric Naputi. We're trying to give away Z and vitamin D for free to 1 million people, and we've already done that for 300,000 people through our website, healthylonglife.com. But then there was something else. It's not just the supplements, because guess what? That's not a cure. It's part of the picture. Hmm. I got to talk to Dr. Michael Greger, the author of How Not to Die, and Dr. T. Colin Campbell from Cornell University. And what they were saying is that comorbidities are the number one factor affecting whether a person recovers from COVID-19 or not. And I'm like, what is a comorbidity? It sounds morbid, but what is it? And that means when you have more than one disease going on at the same time. And so people that have heart disease struggle more to overcome COVID-19, mm-hmm. or if you have cancer or diabetes. But the number one comorbidity that's affecting people in their recovery is obesity. Mm. So if we just, and you know, it really isn't hard to lose weight. We just have to get the motivation. Right. Like, not all those diets are healthy, but they'll all help you lose weight. You can lose 10 pounds in 30 days easily. Yes. On just about any Yes. diet.
Yes.
Right now, it's not a good idea to get thin. Your life could depend on losing weight. And if I said one thing today to beat COVID-19, lose that weight, lose the 20 pandemic pounds right away, and go onto my website, healthylonglife.com, and order that vitamin D and zinc. It's free, and we want to give you resources.
This is fabulous. Okay, what was the one thing you learned in all of the different things that you researched when it came to, you know, really staving off cancer and living that healthy life? And I know there's not just one, but what's the one big takeaway outside of the weight loss, which, by the way, fully agree with? I was a guy that weighed over 300 and some pounds. I lost 100 and some pounds back in 2010,
wow,
Daniel.
Awesome.
So I know exactly what you're talking about when it comes to that, and I fully agree with that. What, though, is the one takeaway with all of this where if you could say, listen, if you will do, you know, in combination with other things, but this one thing, if you'll do this, it will help you have a longer life. What is it?
You know, there is the one thing. And around the world, researchers differed on lifestyle and what we should eat and what we shouldn't eat and things like that. But what they all came together on, the same happened in Germany at the Max Planck Institute, as in the University of Delhi in India. They all agreed on one thing. You can have a healthier, longer life if you do this one thing, and you're not going to like it. Eat less. It's called caloric restriction.
Really?
And it's kind of interesting because it's caloric restriction, which means that your choices, food choices, choosing low-calorie foods, and I surely am not talking about things that are packaged and have a label, but I'm talking about things like artichokes and broccoli and kale. The more greens that you're eating, those are all so low-calorie. So you can eat, you know, a pound of broccoli versus a pound of ice cream. Guess which one has more calories?
Right? Oh, so the ice cream by far.
The other thing,
Daniel, that we've learned over the years, at least I have, you know, having, you know, and I'm sure you have too, having cancer in your family, is the sugar, the processed sugars, which, by the way, the cancer just literally, it's almost like you're feeding the cancer cells when you have that sugar. One of the first things they do with a cancer patient is take them off all sugar. So that alone, Daniel, has to tell you something.
It does. You know, even the best test to detect the tumor is called the PET scan. It's right. a CT scan, and they put in a glucose radioactive, you know, a sugar radioactive solution, and the tumors pull that solution
right.
to them. That's how much
that's
they thrive
right.
on sugar. So cutting back sugar, and of course, the thing that's so sinister about sugar is that it's in everything. It's
yes.
not just in
yes.
the ice cream.
Yes, it
right?
is.
And so what you can't...
You got to be a label reader, Daniel, because you will, to your point, you will find it literally almost everything packaged. And I mean this sincerely for everybody listening. Almost anything prepackaged will have sugar in it of some kind, Daniel.
Well, thank you, because you just made it simple, right? Because if it's not in a package, chances are it's very low on the glycemic index, which is another way of saying that it doesn't turn into sugar in your bloodstream very
right.
fast. So, again, back to the vegetables, even fruits, you know, because lots of times they tell people that have diabetes, don't eat fruit, it's high in sugar. Yeah, but it has all these minerals and enzymes that your body can metabolize, and it's not like eating cookies and ice cream.
Not even close to the
like
same.
That.
No, yep. And I've, again, I learned that, and I agree. If you're trying to lose weight, there are even some fruits that you would probably want to steer away from for a little bit while you're trying to, you know, cut some of that weight and get it down. But once you get down, sure, that fruit is definitely much better for you than some of the other alternatives. But that's interesting, Daniel, when you said that, because I was thinking you were going to say, well, eat a particular food or do a particular this or exercise. Your comment about just lower that calorie intake, you know, it's common sense. That makes all the sense in the world. It really does.
What I tried really hard to do, John, was to not go out and make the documentary with my point of view, but to really be honest about what I found around the world. Like, I was hoping that those elderly gentlemen in Sardinia never ate any kind of animal product, because I was on a big vegan kick personally, which has helped me incredibly. But no, what I found was they were drinking goat milk, they were making goat cheese, and occasionally they would eat some goat, but they weren't eating these massive steaks, and
right.
you know, they were eating it in moderation. So they were reducing the portion size. And if I could only give you one takeaway, I would say, you know, cut your plate
right.
at least in
yes.
half. And if
yes.
you're in a restaurant, cut it in four. One
yes.
restaurant entree can feed the family four. And to make it really personal, John, you're giving me this privilege to share on your program today, because you're here and alive because you did something about your weight, because you were on a path to heart disease and cancer for sure.
Right, right. Daniel, I appreciate it very much. No, I appreciate you joining us. Love to have you back. How do folks watch the movie? Let's get specific and tell them how to watch the movie.
Yeah, so I made it super simple. If you go to healthylonglife.com, there's a button that says watch docuseries here, and it takes you right to Amazon Prime. You don't have to search. And then there's the button for all the free resources like my cooking app and the vitamins, I promise.
That's awesome.
So it's simple, healthylonglife.com.
Daniel, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, you know, just continue to keep the great work up. I appreciate it very much, sir.
Thanks so much. Nice to meet you.
You're very welcome, Daniel. Take care. And, man, you know what? Folks, trust me, and I know there's a lot of you listening where you're listening to this thinking, wow, you know, this is kind of hitting home. And you know what? All of us can go look in the mirror and say, okay, what kind of lifestyle changes can I make to not only, live a healthier life and feel better? We talk to Dr. Julie on a weekly basis. There's so many resources, folks, at our fingertips. But I will tell you this. I've learned this over the years. No one can make you do the things you need to do to be healthy. The only one that can do that is you. And how do I know that? Because I was that guy. I'm still that guy. I'm still a guy that literally has to watch what I eat, what I do, how much exercise I get, all those different things. I have to watch that every single solid day. Trust me, I know what it's like. But I also know that it's not going to happen with anybody else. No one can do this for you. This has to be your choice. Bruce Simmons is coming up next, folks. When it comes to reverse mortgages, he is our professor. By the way, Bruce talking about a guy that's healthy and understands everything we just talked about. That is Bruce, and I mean that. This guy is a tough mutter. That's what he does. He is a health nut. Talk to Bruce today about your reverse mortgage, 303-467-7821, or find him at klzradio.com.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
All right, a good shop, folks. And they've got this great app now where, speaking of apps a moment ago for your diet, well, guess what? You can have a mobile estimating app to know exactly what it's going to take to fix your car if you've been involved in an accident. It's a great thing to have in just knowing what to do moving forward. And that's at a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com or call direct 720-541-7697.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. One thing that we have not discussed much, and I guess because I just assumed everybody knew that this was the case, but Richard just sent me something reminding me of this. We do some work out of DIA, so we were sent as a company a big, long email from Airport Security. And this is a reminder for all of you traveling. This is not just something that was issued by the federal government, by the White House, basically, by Joe, by Uncle Joe. This does not just affect you while you're on the airplane. So if you're out at any airport, riding RTD, any type of public transportation, which, yes, I know the airlines are private, but the gates and what it takes to actually get on the plane are not. They're public. They're owned by, a lot of cases, in this case, Denver. They're handled by the FAA and so on. Regardless of who owns them, in the case of DIA, and I'm sure it's true with every airport across the country, it's now going to be a federal penalty if you're caught at an airport without a proper mask on. Yes, that's where we've come. Not only does it have to be proper, but it has to be worn properly. And if you're eating at the airport, you can't take your mask off for a long period of time and even eat or drink. You have to actually put the mask back up while taking bites, while eating, in other words. So you pull it down, take a bite, put the mask back up. This is a whole nother level of lunacy that has now come out of the Biden administration. We're seeing numbers around the country as far as deaths and that go drop like a rock. And yet we're enacting this. It shows you how out of touch Joe Biden and his cronies at the White House actually are. So, yes, folks, this is a reminder. I'm not trying to be negative, Nelly, just reminding you that if you're going to go out to DIA, you're picking somebody up, you're walking in the terminal, You're on the grounds. This is one of those things where no matter what you're doing, if you're on the grounds of DIA, these are the requirements. So you could be walking from the terminal, the parking garage, whatever, up to the terminal. And if you're caught and somebody wants to be a you-know-what, literally, you could be banned from the airport in the future if there's that much of a problem. I'm not exaggerating. I read this order that was sent for sent to us today, and that's exactly what it says. So these are any location, indoors or outdoors, on airport property until further guidance is provided. This includes but is not limited to all concourses, ramps, cargo facilities, airfield, the terminal, final approach, cell phone waiting lot, rental car companies, the plaza between the Westin and the Jefferson terminals, the outdoor patio on Concourse B, curbside pickup and or drop off. Yes, folks, this is anywhere on airport property. You're required to have a mask and the proper mask. At that. We'll come right back. Franktown Firearms is next. We interviewed them in the 3 o'clock hour. They've got good ammo. They've got good inventory of guns. And by the way, they'll train you on all of that as well. 720-770-7777 or find them at klzradio.com.
You're shooting on the range at Franktown Firearms and something goes wrong with your gun. A jammed round. Maybe you're having trouble picking up your sights. So you walk on over to the gunsmithing department at the back of the store, and one of the gunsmiths on staff takes a look at your firearm. A few minutes later, you're back to firing on the range with a functional gun. Because they've earned the designation Stocking Dealer for Glock and Sig Sauer, as well as Master Dealer for Ruger and Smith & Wesson, Franktown Firearms has more guns in stock. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, they consistently bring in ammo so it's available for you to practice on the range. If it's not in stock, rest assured more will be inbound soon. And as a shooting range with the full-service gunsmithing department on site, Franktown Firearms has the capacity to get your gun back faster. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Joe, you're with me. You got 30 seconds. Go for it, sir.
It also applies to private airports like Centennial. You drive out to your hangar now, your private hangar. You unload your family, true, gets out with you. You go, you open your hangar door. You got to pull your plane out, do a pre-flight. You and your family have to have a mask on, even though you're the only people within 100 yards of your airplane.
We've lost all reality, Joe. We really have.
Yep. Yeah, it's just, and John, you walk out to your airplane, nobody within 100 yards. You all have to have a mask on until you get inside your own airplane.
And if not, you could be banned from coming back there.
That's correct. You could be banned from the airport grounds, and yep, you can never fly your airplane again.
Joe, thanks. I appreciate that. We'll be back. Hour number three is next. Dr. Patrick Moore is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Green New Deal, as well as John Kerry. And Dr. Patrick Moore is the author of the book Fake, Invisible Catastrophes and Threats of Doom. And he's actually the co-founder, believe it or not, of Greenpeace. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.